This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Let's close out the week, shall we? Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are, you know, we made it Friday, and joining us Friday, and listen, he's on the mend. It's been a little bit, but now he moves closer to being the Bionic Man. Joining us again from Combat Speed LLC is Super Dave Harrington. Good evening, sir.
Things going well?
Yeah, I think so. I missed the first part of what you said, but I was thinking about a conversation you and I had the other day. So I think I need to finish that. And while Dave and I are talking about this, if you got something else you want to do, that's fine. This is sort of a thing. When we were talking about age, Dave.
Right.
Have you watched Indiana Jones lately?
Not at all, man.
Yeah. There's a line in there that I think definitely applies to me and probably applies to you more. It's not the age, it's the mileage.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah,
sorry. Yeah, I can agree with that 100%.
All right, back to the public part of the show. How are you doing? Dave just had his hip replaced. How's that going? How's the rehabilitation going?
I just saw the doc yesterday for my 2-week follow-up.
Right.
X-rays and all things considered, he did an outstanding job. My hips are perfectly aligned. My legs are both exactly the same length. I'm healing well. I'm walking without any kind of assistance. And I've been cleared hot to do my own thing, with the exception of taking it easy for the next 30 days, and provided I continue to, heal like I have been, I see no reason I shouldn't be able to go back to work by the end of March.
I never had thought about that, making sure both legs are the same length. I never had thought about that. Have you already had knee replacement surgery?
Right. I had my knees replaced 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Was that also something they have to dial that in to make sure your legs are the same length and everything when they're putting you back together?
Oh, yeah.
That way?
Absolutely.
So once you've had that, because I've never had it, but I may be approaching it. Once you've had that, is that something that does that give you any sort of a deficit as far as being able to move around and do what you do?
Well, initially, until I never really considered I was fully recovered. Until, I was psychologically confident I could commit to any aggressive physical action without going down. There was a period after, I guess you could say, I was physically healed from the surgery, the knee replacement, bilateral replacement. I kind of had to learn to walk.
Right.
I had to learn how to trust my legs. And it was purely psychological. There was nothing actually wrong with me. But you definitely have to get your confidence back, so to speak.
Well, I mean, are you aware of that? of having that?
I'm critically aware of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I accept it, and I'm okay with it. So there's no, it doesn't affect my, it no longer affects my confidence in my ability to do anything.
Right.
It's amazing
When you have open heart surgery, they shock your heart and stop your heart, right? And then they do what they do, and then they give you a jump start, give you a little jump, and then you're back beating again. The problem is that that rhythm that your body has grown used to that you ignore day in and day out after you've been alive 53 years like I was when I had my open heart surgery, is they can't restart your heart in that rhythm. So then for months afterwards, every time you're moving, you're aware of your heartbeat in your face and your wrist. I mean, you feel your pulse all the way through your body. It's quite a janky kind of feeling, but yeah, but I have adapted now. I don't feel it anymore. I adapted a lot quicker in 53 years. So it's amazing what we can get over, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. You just got to keep driving on. I'm just thankful that the stuff that's been breaking on me, there's replacement parts available.
That is a good thing. I mean, very shortly, you're going to be able to run about 60 miles an hour, I'm sure. I want to see that when that happens. Yeah. Now, when at first, when you got up and around and everything and you were regaining mobility, you were using a walker, but you were carrying a gun at the same time. Tell everybody how you carried a gun on a walker.
That's real easy, man. I'm in the habit of keeping a blaster within arm's reach at all times. And when I first got home, it was extremely painful for me to do anything. And I had got up and went to the kitchen, and I had left my pistol on the coffee table. And it only took, it was a self-correcting mistake. It took that one time. And I got me a holster and some of that clear Gorilla tape and zapped that holster right onto the front of my walker. Problem solved.
I heard that you draped like a jacket over to something to, quote unquote, conceal it.
Yeah, if I had to, go outside, I'd just drape a bath towel over it.
Necessity. Necessity.
It's just, when you get into habits, you got to support the habit, it's a good habit. But the key thing about it is you got to keep in mind, I just had surgery.
Right.
I'm severely debilitated, even from a standpoint of self-protection. So it made perfect sense to me.
Coming up
after Andy.
Yeah, we're coming up on the first break, and when we get back, I want to ask you a couple of questions about the way you have been pursuing that, because that was something I had to be concerned about with a cracked open chest. You can't pick up something that weighs 5 pounds with both hands for about 60 days. And I was asking the question, how much does a gun weigh when it fires? Because I was carrying my Glock 26. Well, I was carrying a Glock 26, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I knew how much that weighed loaded, but my question was, when you pull the trigger, how much force are you absorbing in pounds?
Oh, the felt recoil?
Yeah, but I mean,
formulas for that.
I never did get the answer to that. I just carried the gun.
Answer right off the top of my head, but there are formulas.
I just quit worrying about it. I just quit worrying about it because I was like, well, listen. The answer is not forthcoming, but, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be okay. But, Andy, I'm glad you're back up and around and you are on the mend, and we're coming up on the first break. Dave is the instructor at Combat Speed LLC, and right now he is taking a sabbatical so he can heal back up. But when he comes back, he's going to be a cyborg, and my goodness, what kind of a class is he going to teach? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, who is now, are you still on a walker?
Oh, no. Walking without assistance. I don't need a cane either. I'm doing good.
You are smoking.
The only difficulty I'm having, Mr. Bill, is a simple fact that, my body had to compensate for the blown out hip for so long.
Right.
I'm finding it difficult to address my posture. My body still wants to comp out the hip.
Sure.
But that'll go away with time. No big deal.
I mean, do you have to go through any sort of physical therapy with this?
In-home physical therapy. She came every other day. You know, I had the regimen I had to perform. It was real cut and dried. I've got good full range of motion, strength tests, everything. I crushed it. So the doctor did an outstanding job.
Let's talk about something that you would have had to face, that I would have had to face, that anybody that goes through any sort of a invasive surgery would have to face, and that's while you are going through the ordeal of trying to move back to normalcy, when you're carrying a gun on your walker. Now, I've seen lots of pictures of you shooting one hand, strong hand, weak hand. I know that you know how to shoot one-handed. Right. I know you know how to do that. Is that something, when you're pushing around a walker, I mean, did it ever occur to you that this was a whole different technique, or was it the same technique, you're just in a different posture?
It was not a problem. It was just simply the easiest solution. From a skill standpoint, it was readily apparent that because I needed to use the walker, I would have to, I was limited to firing one hand because if I put two hands on the gun, I'd go down. I had to maintain my balance. So that was but I've always put emphasis on being well-rounded, whether you have both hands to work with or your left or your right. You should be equally proficient with the gun in either hand, period. So there was never really, a thought to that other than the reality of my circumstances.
I do. Is it a problem? Like, I know that. How long have you been shooting since you were what age?
I would say I didn't really get into shooting or teach myself how to shoot until I was probably about 20.
20.
So I've been at it for off and on for 40 years.
So in the event that something would have happened to you or around you while you're on the walker and everything, was it a concern of yours that your body and your mind would already automatically take you somewhere where you're typically getting ready to get aggressive and kinetic and all this other stuff, was that in the back of your mind?
Run that past me one more time, dude.
Okay, so have you ever been hurt? Not as severely as you are right now, but have you ever been hurt where you do something out of reflex and it's just because that's what you do, that's who you are. And you do something out of reflex, and you hit the trick knee, or you hit the bad shoulder, or something, and you're going into you know what I'm saying?
Right. I've experienced that. I've had my body fail me at critical times, and I've gone down, lost my balance due to the terrain, the conditions, muddy conditions, not a pleasant set of circumstances, but it's never, I've never lost focus or awareness of what the right thing to do with the weapons were, as far as, muzzle awareness, maintaining, a safe status throughout the problem. But that comes with, training and conditioning and, of course, confidence. Because you can't pre-plan stuff like that. It's not a, it's just like being ambushed.
Right.
You've got to get an immediate read on your circumstances and execute the best solution as soon as possible.
I can see that. So,
it requires a few more mental gymnastics for some people than it does others. But it depends, it rests solely on your overall understanding of your mental and physical awareness.
Right. I am comprehending. I mean,
conditioning, man.
Training and conditioning. But I mean, my biggest concern when my chest was healing was that I would go, my muscle memory would kick in if something happened. Because I was feeling pretty good after that all happened. You know, when your heart is failing and they fix it and then it's running like a Swiss clock, you feel pretty good. And I was feeling pretty good. And I was just thinking, hey, here's the problem. What if somebody does pull up and they're about to start something they don't know? This is the other thing. And I don't really have time to ask this question, but I'll ask the question and you can answer that, and then I want to go in a whole different direction. But in this particular state, when you're in this particular state, the bar for you to employ lethal force gets really low, doesn't it?
Which state are you referring to?
Well, like when you're pushing yourself around on a walker. You're pushing yourself around on a walker, and you and somebody comes at you. You're not in a position to get out there and go hand to hand.
Exactly what you mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My awareness is tuned up, so to speak.
Right.
What, for example, if...
I tell you what, we're coming up... I'll let you expand on that. We're coming up on the next break.
All right, very cool.
When do you plan on getting back into teaching so they can come to Combat Speed LLC and learn the Super Dave way?
Well, I hope to be able to physically... get back to work the end of March.
There you go. So
no later than mid-April.
There you go. Combat Speed LLC. Pay attention to this. He's got the Facebook page. He's got all the other stuff for you to find him. Combat Speed LLC. Check him out. Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A senior intelligence official reportedly briefed lawmakers about Russian plans to interfere in the upcoming presidential election.
I see these phonies, the do-nothing Democrats. They said today that Putin wants to be sure that Trump gets elected. Here we go again.
The president speaking during a rally in Las Vegas continues.
Wouldn't he rather have Bernie, who honeymooned in Moscow?
Reports indicate that the jury has reached a verdict in three of the five counts brought against disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein. NBC legal analyst Ron Allen discusses a note from the jury that claims they are hung on two counts.
By saying that they are hung on counts one and three, this means that we can readily believe that the jury jury has found him guilty of one of those other charges.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Almost said it again. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Super Dave Harrington, who is on the mend. And if you want to expand on that lowering the bar of lethal force before we move on, feel free.
Okay, as far as in respect to my sense of awareness and what's going on around me, I'll give an example. If I'm perfectly healthy, then my buffer zone will be 6 feet. Okay?
Okay.
As far as anybody, I will consider somebody, you know, at the 6 foot mark in my personal space.
Okay. Well,
being, you know, having surgery, being debilitated from surgery or whatever your circumstances are, then that 6 feet would immediately go to 12 or 18 feet. I would project my awareness. I would be that much more aware. I would increase the distance in order to give me time, you know, provided, you know, things go south or appear to be going south. That gives me more time to take the appropriate action.
Right.
In response. All right, what else you got for me?
Well, you know, let's talk about this now. As when I was in the military, when I joined the military, which was somewhere around about the same time I think you joined the military, I joined because of the bombing in Lebanon, in Lebanon and Beirut, where the Marine Corps barracks got blown up and a bunch of Marines got blown up, and I thought we were going to war. So I joined. I volunteered, and I joined. And when I took that oath, the first thing I'm thinking when I take that oath is that I'm defending America and the Constitution. Right?
Correct.
And I did not sit around and go, I'm defending the conservatives of America, and I don't care what happens to the leftists of America. I don't care what happens to them.
Right.
And then I went off and I did my service and I did my time. I didn't do as much as you, but I gave the military 7 years to get me killed, and they just never took me up on it. So, you know, when I felt like my time was up and I was already beginning to break down at 30, so I was like, I can't do this anymore. I can't handle this stuff. I was a power lifter, so I was beating my joints to death just on the PT runs. So I got out. Now, you stayed in longer. Lots of people do stay in longer. A lot of people stay in less time than I do. But the thing is, we go in there and we defend the country, and we are the buffer. We're the buffer. So when I look at this political violence that's coming on now that I see out there, I have a lot of thought processes that go into that. Now, I would like to know what you think about when you look at some of this political violence we see from Black Lives Matter, where, like, we had that instance where a bunch of cops in Dallas got shot and killed by a guy just because they were police officers. We had the Bernie brother that decided to kill a bunch of Republicans just because they were Republican. When we see this kind of extreme violence brought about against, you know, the police were not expecting to be ambushed that way. I mean, being a police officer, I look at that as 24 and a half hours of abject boredom and 30 minutes of terror.
Right.
So, what do you think about that when you see that? When you see the modern America that we live in today?
Wow. One, the criminals, whoever, you know, it's all about choice. Okay?
Right.
America is the best place to live on the face of the planet. And yet, all of those people that are choosing to try to tear it down, the simple solution is, if you don't like it here, leave. Because the Constitution clearly specs out, in the supporting documents, spec out our way of life. But it's still a choice. The individual has to choose to comply and conduct themselves accordingly to what is societally acceptable. As far as the criminals go that, you know, are doing the things they're doing in the name of political violence, they should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. But part of the problem you have is, the justice system isn't always supported by the legal system. So therefore, the legal system, basically giving criminals rights, as I see it, I don't understand that part, because the bottom line is they chose to forfeit their rights by being a criminal.
Right.
They chose to be a criminal, so you should be treated like a criminal. As far as the political scene on a national level, I can't understand why the majority of these Democratic political figures that are conducting themselves in a treasonous manner against this country ought to be, you know, held responsible. See, that's something that I think people are losing sight of is, yeah, we've never had a war on our soil other than, you know, the internal conflicts of, you know, the Civil War and whatnot. But dig this. The fact of the matter is, we've gotten too civilized. People have gotten so far away from the reality of day-to-day living, and they live in this bubble of socially acceptable. I don't even know how to describe it. But that's why you have all these younger generations of kids that have this sense of entitlement.
Yeah.
And things should be free because they, in turn, have never been required to work for it, to earn their way.
Right.
And pretty much, the social engineering that's taken place over the last 40, 50 years, we're finally seeing the fruits of that labor and exactly for what it is. But
yeah.
I kind of went off on a tangent there, but the bottom line is,
that's okay.
If you don't support the Constitution of the United States and its supporting documents, then you should be held responsible for any action taken against this country.
Well, I don't mind you going off on a tangent, Dave. I kind of hoped you would. Now, when we get back, I want to talk to you not as a representative of the special operations community, but as a member of the special operations community, because I know that they've done a couple of things where they got sort of political when they send letters to Obama and stuff like that. I'd just like your take on that as a member of the special operations community. You can find Super Dave at Combat Speed LLC. Look for him on Facebook and other places as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. but maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pao de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pao de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I'm sort of driving my guest blood pressure up. Or maybe I'm not. I don't know. Dave seems like a pretty cool, calm customer. But talking to Super Dave Harrington, did you see, and it was during Barack Obama's presidency, so it's been a little while, but did you see when one of the Special Forces, one of the organizations, the former Spec Ops people were, they sent him a letter warning him not to try to take down the Second Amendment. Do you remember seeing that?
I don't recall that at all.
That actually happened.
It was a letter from an individual?
It was from an organization that claims to represent 20,000 members of the former Special Forces, Forces people. They sent him a letter. Now, when I reached out to them, of course, then at that point, they didn't want to be political. They didn't want to do anything. And they were quite upset that I'd actually found their phone number, except, you know, I'm a researcher, and I worked in MI, so I know how to look for things.
Right.
And, you know, but they didn't want to talk about it. But, like, Spec Ops, like where I live, we have a very high concentration of former Spec Ops people. In the event that we were in one of these without rule of law situations or the blankets, the fan situations, would the Spec Ops community, the former Spec Ops, the former active duty people, would they come out and sort of get operational, do you think?
Well, I would like to think, you know, that would happen. It would naturally, you know, gravitate to that. The I'm surprised there's been no definitive line drawn yet. It depends. You know, we're such a mobile society anymore. You know, if people are put in a set of circumstances where they're going to have to choose a side, well, where are these sides going to come together at? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So organization, having said that, organization of the opposing force, so to speak, and I don't know how you would address either side, good guys, bad guys, just to make it simple. But
I would look at the veterans as the good guys. I would look at the veterans as the good guys.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, you either support the Constitution of the United States and its supporting documents that dictate how our we choose to, you know, live here in this country, or you're the enemy. I see it pretty clear, cut and dry.
Yeah.
So make a decision and stick to it, follow through. But it would be a horrific set of circumstances were, you know, it actually come to civil war in this country. How would it shape up? You know, would people have to relocate en masse?
I don't think they would.
Federal government get involved.
I don't think they would, and I don't think the I don't think the federal government would get involved. I mean, do you think law enforcement would get involved? I mean, they're the ones that get thrown under the bus all the time. They're racist, they're killers, they're thises, they're thats, and they're going to be the ones that are going to go out and...
We're talking about something totally different here. We're talking about the very fabric that holds everything together. You know, our way of life, what people in this country, U.S. citizens, that's what makes you a citizen in the first place. Is your willingness to support and defend our Constitution of the United States.
Right.
Now, if these states, for example, like Virginia, wants to, you know, secede from the Union, then, and be your own little socialist enclave in the middle of all of it, the bottom line is, there's no U.S. citizen that should allow that to even be a consideration, let alone actually happen. You know, something's got to be done with these people.
Yeah. Well, I don't think, in the event that we actually had a quote-unquote civil war, I don't think it would be like it was before, where we had drawn battle lines and everything else. I mean, the Antifa types exist in the Pacific Northwest, in Berkeley. They have smaller chapters throughout the country, without a doubt, but nothing like the absolute, you know, the riotous stuff that they have in Portland, for example. And the other problem I think that they would cross is that Antifa, I just don't see a bunch of combatants there with Antifa. I think if they were to try to get out into other places, like, say, Alabama.
It's more of an aggravation.
Yeah.
And they are an actual threat.
How do you believe a threat would manifest itself then if it's not Antifa?
Well, I can't really say because.
Right.
Think about this. This is an open attack, so to speak. There's no substance to it as of yet by the Democratic Socialists, however you want to describe them now.
Yeah.
But
I like that.
The thing is, if I see this whole action, if you step back and take in the totality of everything that's taken place, I see this as a probe into the American conscience to see if it's even feasible to push a socialist or communist agenda in this country. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. You think it's sort of like a, almost like a really bad, messed up, violent survey, if you would.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Let's test them and see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I don't think... they really understand the resolve that will be brought to bear, especially from the veteran community as a whole.
Yeah. I don't think they understand the nature of violence, and I don't think they understand the nature of an individual who knows how to throw hyperviolence out there and flip it off.
Right.
You know, just turn it off like a switch and go back to being a normal, good human being. I don't think they understand the significance of facing a combatant like that. And I don't think they're prepared for it.
It's not at that phase or you know, it's not that phase of the operation yet.
Yeah. But
I wouldn't put anything past them.
No, I wouldn't either. But at the same time, I just have the sense that if they do try to push this past a certain point, that there's going to be a bunch of people that you know, and maybe I might know a couple of them, and maybe I'm in it, and maybe you're in it, and there's going to be a couple of people going out there saying, hey, you guys been talking a bunch of smack, but here we are out in the field. Are you guys ready to go? Because it's about to be real for you. That kind of stuff. So anyway, before we run out of time, I meant to ask you, did you get a website?
Yeah, I've not. I'm in the final stages of reviewing it. It's just I've got to flip the switch and turn it on.
Yeah. So right now the best way to find you is on Facebook?
Yes. Just straight up Dave Harrington on Facebook.
Now, with your classes that are going to be, if you get back into the swing of things in March, are you already booked so solid that, you know, you're going to have a little catching up to do?
Anybody out there that, you know, is interested in training, just go ahead and inquire, and we'll see about making it happen.
Very good. I'm glad you're up and around, boss.
I am too, brother.
We'll do this again next week.
Fortunate once again.
Yeah, we'll do this again next week.
All right, Mr. Bill, you take care. Have a good weekend. Be safe.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
All right, coming up next, hour number two, we're going to be joined by Jonathan Owens from SWAT, Special Hunting Weapons and Tactics. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.